Michael Jackson, of course, making this world a better place. And maybe this next interview will help us make this world a little bit of a better place, perhaps for ourselves and for the next generation. Apparently, many of us are not eating everything, far more than was realized according to the early results of a survey called What's on Your Plate? A team from RMIT University is researching Australian consumers' thoughts on food and food waste when they eat out. Sue Ahern caught up with the lead researcher on the project, Diane McGrath.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio. Can you tell me about this project? What's behind it? What are you trying to find out?
Watch My Waste. It's a research project that I'm running at RMIT University. It's part of my PhD. And I'm trying to uncover, I sort of jokingly call it the secret life of food waste in our restaurants and cafes here in Australia. So it's quite in-depth. We're looking at how much food is being thrown away by restaurants without them realising it, and why that's happening, what's causing it. And then what is the experience of the diner when they go out? I mean, how much is on their plate? And why do they leave the things they leave if they're participating in this? So I think there's some interesting answers that'll come out of this. And it's important because food waste matters. I mean, there's a lot of data from overseas that says that if food waste were a country, it would be the third highest emitter of greenhouse gases. So it has a significant impact on the environment. And for businesses, it's money down the drain. They could have been doing something with that food that's been thrown away.
So what have you found so far?
What I've found so far in the research, it's been really interesting. We haven't quite finished collecting all of our data yet, but the interim analysis that I've done has uncovered some fascinating things. For example, from the business perspective of the research, we're seeing that there's only about 22% of businesses have ever done a food waste audit before. What does that mean? Well, that's if you think about the fact that with business, about a third of their costs each week are actually spent on food. Between 25 to 35% of their costs is food, and yet they don't assess how it's being used. At the same point, about the same amount of money is spent on staff each week. And yet they look at staff hours, like down to the minutiae of minutes. So it's really quite interesting to see that they're not paying attention to one of the biggest ticket items on their on the plate, so to speak. We're also seeing interesting data on how much food is being wasted and where that's occurring. It doesn't surprise us that there is a lot of waste. It's very sad that that's the case. But we're seeing an interesting trend in Australia that more waste seems to be happening front of house, so out where the customer is on their plates, than in the kitchen or through spoilage in the fridge. And that's unusual. In other countries in the world, it's more in the kitchen. So I really want to explore why this was happening, and that's why we went out to consumers to try and uncover what's going on the plates of consumers. And it's actually why I called that stage of the research "What's on my plate?" What's on your plate? So.
So what sort of figures are you finding there?
With what's being left on plates, yeah. We've asked a lot of consumers to do the research, so it's they go to the website and do the... It's a survey, goes for about 10 minutes, so what's on your plate. And they tell us what happened the last time they went out. So what sort of restaurant it was, or bar or whatever. We've even had people who had the last meal they had was in an airplane. So really interesting exploration of food and the last dining experience you had. And as we asked them to tell us, did they leave any food on their plate? Yes, no. And we know from that about one in four Australians left food on their plate the last time they went out. So that's a lot. A lot of people aren't eating their food. And we asked them, how much are you leaving? And what we're seeing is that there's somewhere around about between 20 to 25% of the food is being left on the plate. So a quarter of people aren't eating all their meal, and they're leaving about a quarter of their meal, even up to about 60% of their meal. This is extraordinary. That's a lot of food. But the sad thing is they're not being given the opportunity to take it home. About 60-odd percent of them said, I'd love to have had a doggy bag. It wasn't offered to me. So we've got this situation where there's a lot of food that's being wasted by Australians when they go out to dinner, but they can't take it home. But they want to. You can see there's this desire by them to want to take it home.
Can they take it home?
Well, they can. It's not against the law to get a doggy bag in Australia, but there's a misunderstanding. I think a lot of businesses don't realise that the customer actually owns that food when it's on the plate. So they're buying it. So it's actually their responsibility to do something with it. And although I can understand, a business will be concerned, oh, what if they don't look after it properly? So, but if all they have to do, all of the business has to do is actually just tell the customer how they need to manage that food. If you put it back in the fridge and reheat it correctly, it's all yours. So that's, you know, it's very easy for them to abdicate their responsibility to the customer by giving them a doggy bag.
What's happening to that food at the moment then? Is it going into a landfill?
Sadly, yes. That was a very, very good guess. So unfortunately, that is very much the case. Very, very little of our food waste, either in households or in businesses, particularly in businesses, is rescued. The forecast amounts that actually are recovered, so to speak, or go into any sort of recycling is only around about no more than 5% in Australian commercial sector. So that's a lot of food that's going to landfill. And while it's really interesting, when I speak to people about that, not a lot of people realise that there's a big difference about what happens to food when it goes to landfill versus going to, say, compost or a worm farm. People don't realise that when it goes to landfill, it gets covered over. You know, we've all driven past tips or seen them on the TV, and you see the tractors.
Very smelly.
But the tractors just roll everything else over the top of things. And so the food waste and organic material is no longer exposed to air. So it doesn't get air. And then it goes through a digestion process, which creates methane. And that methane is 21 times more powerful than greenhouse gases. So it's terrible going to landfill. Whereas if it's in a compost system or a worm farm, you have aeration. And you don't have that same process going on. So what goes on in the compost system or in a worm farm, much better for the environment, and also this great nutrients going back into the soil, than what's going on at landfill. So it's not a great thing to let it go to landfill at all.
So it would seem that we've got people are getting too much on their plates. Mm. Restaurants are throwing out enormous amounts of food. Yes. What is the answer to all this?
It's really interesting. I think it's multifaceted. It'd be lovely just to simply go, just serve less. But that is, honestly, it's the first solution. And when we ask in the survey what consumers would like to see businesses do, and the most common response has been more appropriate portion sizes. And so with that, that could be something that businesses, when they see there is so much being left on plates, this is an option for them. It's not impossible to solve this issue. But I can understand businesses are thinking culturally, I've got to give value, especially, say, the pub, for example, where you expect the chicken parmesan at the size of your head, enough to feed a family of 10, on one plate. So this cultural aspect of where value sits is something that I think needs to be explored a bit more. But we can start by finding ways to show consumers, the diner, that they're still getting value, even with smaller amounts on their plate. Because there's some research in the US where in dining establishments, consumers were offered, that had standard menus for a while, and then they were offered more variable portion sizes. So a number of things in the menu that had some different options for portion sizes, small, medium, etc. And what happened was the consumers increased the amount of the smaller size offerings by over 20%. I think it was about 23% off the top of my head. And so less food was wasted, no brainer there. If there's less food on the plate, you're probably not going to waste as much of it. What we also saw was the customers were more satisfied with their meals, with the smaller ones, and there was a greater profitability for those businesses too. So there wasn't as much wasted.
Profit must play a big part in this. If a restaurant can make more money by serving smaller portions, surely it's in their interest to want to be part of this.
Yes, I think that it's really interesting because I think people perceive that someone wants to get a big, massive plate of food, but here we are in this research that we're doing, seeing consumers don't necessarily want that, but they do want to get good value. But they don't want to see waste. I think maybe many of us must have grown up in a generation where our mums and dads made us eat everything on the plate, or no dessert, or you can't leave the table yet. So people do feel guilty. There's a guilt aspect about not finishing the food in front of you. But sometimes if you overserve that, what do you do? And you're not being offered. There's an anxiety about even asking for doggy bags in this country. It's not part of our culture. Now, we look to the US and point the finger over there about large portion sizes, but they're just as large here in Australia. The difference in the two countries is in the US, there's a strong culture of asking for a doggy bag. Whereas as we touched on before, you know, there's an uncertainty about what we can and can't do. And I think that has led to consumers feeling a bit worried culturally about, oh, could I ask for one? I'm never offered one. I wish I was. That's sort of some of the discussion or thoughts that are going on in their heads.
What does Australia have to do about this as a country? I mean, we've not just the waste problem, but we've got obesity as a major problem health-wise in Australia as well. What do we have to do about it?
You know, that's really interesting. I mean, my research, the title of it is Watch My Waste. And so, of course, you know, you had the play on words there, W-A-S-T-E or A-I-S-T, one or the other. And, you know, honestly, I think you could almost use the same philosophy for both. Consume less and act more. Could manage both sides of that coin. It would be lovely to see leadership in this, though, as well, from the political state.
How can people take part in your survey?
To do the survey, it's you just go to our website, which is watchmywaste.com.au. That's W-A-S-T-E. And then on the homepage there's our What's on Your Plate survey. So thank you.
How many people have taken part so far?
Yeah, we've had a few hundred. So it's been exciting to see so many have taken it up so quickly, and which is already quite a bit, and we've got strong statistical significance with some of the results we're getting. But we've got the survey open until December, so there's a couple more months yet. We're hoping to get, if we can, about 1,000 participants. So please, Australians, get on board and let us know what your last meal was like.
Thank you very much.
And that was RMIT lead researcher Diane McGrath talking to Sue Ahern. Now, if you'd like to take part in that research, once again, the website address is www.watchmywaste.com. That's in waste.com.au/what's-on-your-plate.